check my email and I decide to answer later. Another cup of coffee.
I think there's some regulation on how long I can let music play before we have to pay for it. So I'm just going to start talking right now. Hannah Stanley filling in for Frank Fontana. You guys, I am, it's WGN. By the way, text and phone line is the same, 312-981-7200. I love filling in on this show. The listeners are fantastic. I love Frank's content each and every week. I have to tell you, when I heard Big Shoulders Coffee was already, this guest was already booked. Frank, had, they'd booked the show. And I was like high-fiving people, and I was by myself. I was like, yes, I love Big Shoulders Coffee. Tim Koonin is joining me today, and I was first exposed to Big Shoulders Coffee from Kevin Sinnott, who is the authority and expert on all things brewed. Yep. Well, coffee, at least. I don't
know. Yep, author, CoffeeCon.
CoffeeCon founder and guy who runs it all.
Yep.
And now Impresario. In three different markets.
Yeah.
He was overseas, I think, recently talking about coffee and doing all kinds of noted, renowned speaker. And so I had him in when I was hosting later, one of the evening shows. He came in, he brought coffee, and of all the coffees in the world, he chose to bring you mine. Wait, bring me yours.
Yeah.
Yes. I haven't had coffee yet today.
I was waiting.
So Big Shoulders Coffee, located here in the city of Chicago. Yep. Tell me more about it.
Yep. Big Shoulders Coffee. So we're a Chicago-based craft brewer and roaster. So a lot of people ask, you know, the name, where you, what do you work out and stuff? And, you know, so it's the Carl Sandburg poem from 1914, the Chicago poem, where we get the, get our inspiration. So you read that poem and you know, if you don't get goosebumps about going out and trying to accomplish something, you're from St. Louis or something. Which is okay, I guess, but
we're very angry with St. Louis because of the Blues. Yeah, that's not good. No good.
So we're drinking.
Go Stars.
We're drinking right now, Hannah. I brewed you some of our Panama Geisha. So this is a really fabulous coffee from Price Peterson's farm in Panama.
And let me explain it. I'm drinking this. You brewed this here in studio for us. I watched everything. I have a picture. I'll post. I am drinking this sans anything. It is just its own thing.
It's sweet. It's delicious. It has really nice chocolate. Coffee should taste like this.
Yes. It needs nothing. I can drink this quote unquote black.
Yeah.
Even though it's not. It is a really rich kind of, it's a chocolate color in the way it was brewed. And then it has a sweetness to it that's really, really natural. And there is no, and I know that this is going to strike a nerve because when I say this word about coffee, people are like, no, it's not. There's no bitterness.
No, it is sweet and delicious and
no aftertaste.
Complex and just very, very smooth, well-balanced.
Yes, balanced is perfect to describe it. And as I said, if I were you, not you, Tim, but listener you, and picked up some of this, try it first before you doctor it up.
Yeah, we're not going to be judgy about it.
No,
but
I won't.
But we encourage people to try it black first. Especially this coffee. This coffee is not necessarily representative of what we do, what our mission is. Mm-hmm. This coffee is an extremely expensive coffee. In fact, we sell this coffee for 10 ounces. I think some of the listeners are going to faint. 10 ounces for $53. This particular coffee, this geisha coffee, is quite sought after. It is very expensive. In fact, we're actually kind of on the cheap side of if you kind of looked on online of where it's available.
It's the more affordable.
Yes,
side.
It's economic.
It is economical.
But we're really, you know, our gateway coffee is our Colombian, which it just recently got a 91-point score from Ken Davids, who had Coffee Review.
And let's talk about that for a second. That's incredible.
That's
a rare, rare review.
Yeah.
It's not just like a teacher who gives out A's a lot.
Yeah. No, Ken Davids is he's a world-renowned coffee expert, and he is we have a few coffees that he has requested from us, and we have always gotten above a 90-point score. The Geisha got a 96-point score, and last year came in 13th in his top 30 coffees of 2015.
And let's review, people. This is here. You do it here. You roast it in Chicago.
Yep.
There's a whole, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, so we started, I started in my garage doing this. I'm a chef by training, and so I did work in coffee years ago when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And back then, it was really unique to go on origin visits. This was really uncharacteristic for the industry back then, so 26 or 7 years ago. Now, this is pretty commonplace. You want to go to the origin. You want to create relationships with the farmers. You want to see what they're doing. You want to see how they're see what the work conditions are, all those sort of things. And so we want to seek out farmers that have, you know, similar core values and care about the coffee and care about what they're doing. And that's really important. So I started that. I worked in coffee years and years ago and then went off to pursue a career as a chef and worked in France and Italy and here in Chicago and was the chef de cuisine at Spiaggia for a number of years.
Just mention it.
Pardon
me while I name drop Spiaggia. it's a big deal, people.
But then, you know, being a chef looks really sexy on TV, but it's hard work.
It's hard, hot work.
Real glamorous work. So, you know, things change. You get married, you have a child, and
you'd like to see them during the evening hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I got out of operations and taught at Washburn for a number of years. And that was really, really awesome. But you go from, you know, a gajillion hours a week to 30 hours a week teaching and, you know, being a chef, I'm a glutton for punishment. So I thought, hey, I'll just start a little business on the side. Why not?
I have an extra 60 hours in my week. Let's do something with it.
So, yeah. So then so Big Shoulders was born 6 years ago. And we've been at our Chicago Avenue location, 1105 Chicago Avenue, right at the Blue Line stop there we're into our fourth year.
Yeah, one of the things that I was really intrigued about, and again, we were talking about Kevin Sinnott, and it Coffee Con is his baby, and he originated it. I think I went to the second one, and now this is like an every year thing for me. But what was very interesting is the fact that home roasting is a thing that's going on, so it is what home brewing for beer and then again wine also was a decade to 2 decades ago. Yeah. Coffee now is, you know, getting a particular roast and making sure the oils are a certain way. It really is very fascinating. And there's a lot of information out. Thank you, internet, that wasn't there before. Yeah. I mean, when we were all settling for like Folgers crystals.
Well, so 100 years ago,
he just gagged a little bit.
100 years ago, people did this at their homes. I mean, they roasted coffee. It wasn't uncommon to roast your own coffee 100, 150 years ago. It is something that it's a little bit tedious, but I've been a home roaster for probably 15, 18 years, and our business was born out of that passion. So it's pretty interesting.
It is really interesting, but what's even better for those who don't want to take on the whole home roasting idea, and many people don't because, like you said, it is in fact tedious,
and smoky and messy. But
it can be. There, I did see one catch on fire while I was at CoffeeCon. It happened. But what's great is that you guys are located here locally, and if you can't go to the shop particularly, now you're in stores as well.
We are. We're in Mariano's and Whole Foods and Target. And then some smaller neighborhood one-off gourmet grocery stores. But the freshest, best coffee that you can get is right at our shop. So we roast and deliver to our shop twice a week, and that's where the freshest coffee is. And you really want to get fresh coffee. So there's a few things that, a few general guidelines with coffee. You really want to get to brew good coffee at home. You want to have fresh coffee for starters. So you want to seek out a local roaster or a local option for obtaining really good coffee, really fresh. So the coffee really begins to drop off in quality after about 10 days. So 3 to 10 days, 2 weeks is really where it's peaking in flavor. So freshness is paramount. Water is really important. Coffee is about 85-90% water. You want to have good, we use filtered water. Mm-hmm. Has some, a little bit of mineral content. Chicago water right out of the tap isn't bad. But we use filtered water at the shop, and I just put it through a one of those pitchers that has a filter on it at
home.
Yeah. And that takes care of it. And then you want to use clean equipment. You know, I used a Hario Globe to brew the coffee for you just a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, and I will post a picture of that as well.
But there's several.
It looks a little bit like a gumball machine.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's actually a tea brewing method, but it mimics a French press is what it does.
Okay.
So the, you know, home coffee makers don't get hot enough. So coffee requires, you know, a certain temperature, requires some movement, some turbulence, and requires time. So, you know, right about 4 minutes. So I time all the coughing, the brewing.
Thank you for mentioning that. I was going to bring that up because as you were doing this, you're pouring the hot water in, and I was watching and chatting at the same time, but I noticed that you had a timer going.
Yeah.
And I was like, mental note, we have to talk about this.
Yeah, so you really, especially in a at home, I get to be a little more creative and do some trial and error sort of experiments. But when we have guests coming into our shop, we really want to have a consistent cup of coffee for them every day. So we measure, we weigh the coffee, we weigh the water, we time it, we stir it, we make it to order. And so it's really important for, you know, the best freshness of the coffee.
So when you are walking to a coffee shop and they go, it's going to be 4 minutes, we're brewing fresh, That's good.
That's a good sign. Yeah, yeah, that's a good sign. And you know, yeah, you want to see some activity going on. You don't want to see somebody, you know, texting or something like that. But yeah. I mean, we're thoughtful about what we do, but we don't want to hyper intellectualize coffee.
It's
coffee.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, nobody's going to think that it's more important than we do, but it is coffee. And for a lot of people, it is fuel to get them going in the morning. For, you know, for myself, it's a couple of moments in the morning where I can enjoy some peace and quiet, before my wife and daughter get up. I've got the house to myself. I'm kind of, you know, visualizing how the day is going to go, and it, you know, it's a moment of meditative preparation for the day. You know, but for other people, it's, you know, it's
on the fly.
Yep. And that's okay.
Yeah. So tell me if someone comes into the shop and buys the $43 per 10 ounce bag of coffee, they're going home to brew it. How are they brewing it? Tell me the temperature and the timing and things like that.
So a good rule of thumb is, so we use a 15 to 1 ratio to start with. So we will use 32 grams of coffee and 500 grams of water that has, by weight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So that's by weight.
I know people are at home rolling their eyes like, obviously, trust me, somebody's at home going, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. So we, and that's water that's brought up to 204 degrees. So, but then, you know, so, and then 4 minutes, you hit a timer. So once the contact time happens with water and coffee, you know, you want the water and the coffee to spend some time together. It's not just to have a little fleeting little romance. You want them to get together
really
there.
And,
yep, exactly. Yeah. And then I
much, you know, like tea,
yeah,
where it has to
exactly
steep.
Sure. Okay. And then filter it out. So after that, you know, so like a French press is a, I have some complaints about French press. If you keep it in the pitcher, you know, plunge it and keep it in the pitcher, it's still extracting. So what we do in the shop is we will plunge it after 4 minutes and then get it off of those grounds and put it in a decanter. So so you can continue to enjoy it.
Because if it does, then does it overbrew?
The term that we use is over extraction. So mm-hmm. you start to get some, you know, weird acidic, bitter.
Okay, that's where the bitterness comes in.
So, yeah. So, you know, a couple of mistakes that people make with brewing is I'd say the most common mistake is, first of all, they grind it too fine. So it extracts really, really quickly. So making an analogy to my chef experience, it's like mincing garlic really, really fine. and then throwing it into a hot pan of oil, and
it burns.
Instantaneously it burns.
Yeah.
So you get these bad flavors that you really don't want. So you really match the grind to the brewing method. Every brewing method has a particular grind size. So French press is very coarse. Espresso is very, very fine. Drip ground, for like, you know, a batch brewer at home is, you know, it's a medium. So playing with the grind is really, you know, so it's of course always disheartening when someone comes into the shop, returns with a, you know, it doesn't happen very often, but, comes back as a disappointed customer and says, you know, I didn't like it. And then, you know, you begin to ask some questions and try to extract some information from them. And you find out that, well, they, you know, made a few mistakes. They were kind of chintzy about how much coffee they put in. So you really want to put, you know, a good rule of thumb is 2 tablespoons per cup. So in your that's the funny thing.
Yeah, see?
That's the funny thing about coffee makers. those cups are actually 6 ounce measurements. So a 10 cup coffee maker is actually a 60 cup brewer.
Yeah, and I think that's so funny because
60 ounce.
People will go, I drank an entire pot of coffee. I'm like, just one? Because 60 ounces for me. I'm like, come on, that's like two Trentas if you go to Starbucks. I mean, that's not unheard of in the world of coffee consumption to drink that many fluid ounces.
Yeah.
It's a lot of coffee. Don't get me wrong.
Well, over the course of a day, it, you know, two to four cups is recommended. In fact,
but that would still be max 24 ounces.
Yeah,
recommended.
Yeah, but there's some real strong evidence for health benefits coming out.
I mean, sometimes I'm like, it's going to be one of those mornings. Give me a minute. I kind of laugh when I see, oh, it's an 8 ounce cup. I'm like,
That's so small.
That's like my 5-year-old drinks that. She doesn't.
Exactly.
She does not. But boiling is what, 212?
212, yep.
Okay, so if you boil, you need to bring that back down.
If you don't have a fancy, you know, electric kettle with a thermostat on it, you here's simply what I would say is bring it to a boil. You know, water boils at 212 and it can't go any higher. You turn it off and wait 1 minute. And it's going to drop down a temperature, and then you're good to go.
Yep. You're good to pour. Then you're going to, because you've already measured the amount of water and the amount of coffee that you're going to use,
yep.
And then you're going to pour it. And from that point of contact, it's 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you let it. Then you get it off the grounds.
Exactly. So it sounds like we're using French press as this example, mm-hmm. which is a fine way to brew. It's really easy for a lot of people at home.
Unless the glass part breaks. I'm not saying that happened at my house. Maybe it did. Oops.
So, you know, in the shop, we use a gram scale and we measure it out. And that's a little fussy, but you can use 2 tablespoons is 1 ounce. So if you go 15 to 1, it's about 16 ounces, you know, just shy of 2 cups of water.
Incredibly perfect. That is Tim Coonan with Big Shoulders Coffee. Tell me the address and how people can get a hold of you.
We're at 1105 Chicago Avenue. You can find us at BigShouldersCoffee.com and
freshest coffee there at the shop.
Absolutely.
And then you can find it at a variety of
Whole Foods,
of other
Mariano's,
stores.
Target.
Excellent, Tim. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing this coffee with
you
me.
Got
it was fantastic.
Anna. Thank you so much for your
Incredible time. Incredible taste and mouthfeel.